Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's optimism on Brown's part that things went well enough last Thursday that he could be reinstated by the end of the season. The prevailing view had been that the NFL was just going to kick the can through the end of the season, let him play next year if they decided to suspend him, maybe give him credit for time served, because as a practical matter, he's been suspended without pay for 9 weeks because no one will touch him while this league investigation is pending. But there is some optimism that he'll have a chance to get back in, and that's what sparked, really, for me, fascination.
That's Mike Florio this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and he was on there talking about Antonio Brown, says he thinks he's coming back. Matter of fact, he even gave a reason why the Patriots should absolutely try to go for Antonio Brown, because if they don't, Baltimore, Kansas City, one of the competitors, are going to go and get Antonio Brown. So he went through all of that stuff. The biggest problem I have with the Mike Florio thing, and we all like Mike. We've had Mike on many, many times. So Mike decided that he was going to kind of give some opinions on Twitter about the Colin Kaepernick situation the other day. And so what did we do, guys? We reached out to Mike Florio, did we not? And said to Mike Florio, did you not do that, Tyler?
I did. I reached out to Mike Florio twice.
And what did you
about
say?
Kaepernick.
The first time he didn't respond. I said, I'm following up on a text to get talk about Kaepernick. And he said, basically, I don't want to fall into your guys' trap.
And then
why
he went in.
Why does it have to be a trap? Like, why can't it just be like, we disagree. I mean, we're not going to, like, threaten your family. Like, we disagree. You're obviously in Cap's camp. At 9 p.m. on Sunday, you were pissed off that no one had signed him yet. When teams, for the most part, are kind of busy. They're playing a football game, and they just finished one. And you're writing stories about how no one's contacted him or signed him yet. So, you know, you're obviously in Cap's camp. You know, other people have gone after you on Twitter. Was it Jason Whitlock? I forget who it was. Other people have.
Yeah.
So we disagree with your take on Kaepernick. Like, why wouldn't you just come on and you can give your side. We can give our side. Like, what do you think we're going to do, kick your dog?
Yeah, because he doesn't want confrontation. So he decides on going on another show on our very same station. And I don't know if they had any particulars or what he could talk about or what he couldn't talk about.
He went on this morning with Greg.
He went on with Greg, and all he did was give information.
So what did he talk about with Kaepernick?
He didn't talk about Kaepernick.
What do you mean he didn't talk about Kaepernick?
They never brought it up.
He was ranting and raving about Kaepernick for a week. They didn't talk to him about Kaepernick?
Did not.
What the hell they talked to him about?
Antonio Brown.
Guys like this really bug me. Sure, we like Mike, but he's kind of a chicken dookie, right? He's kind of a chicken.
A chicken what?
Yeah, he's a chicken dookie. It's a polite way of saying, why are you scared? Why? I don't get, like, if you're in this business, I think there are some people that you probably don't want to engage with. They don't respect you. They're trying to legitimately set you up and make you look silly.
For what?
That's not us.
A disagreement?
That is not us. Let me say, I like discussion. I like debate.
Hey, bang on this.
Bomani's of the world, that's not what we do. So sure enough, I see
put
the
Rob
Kaepernick,
Parker on here.
The Kaepernick thing is all over the place, right? Rob Parker. Battlefield Commission.
We have him on all the
Chris
time.
Chris Sims, Battlefield Commission, says a lot of stupid things. And I respect the hell out of guys like Chris Sims and Rob Parker for making statements and at least having the balls to come in and either back it up or talk about it. Nobody hates you until you run or until you hide or until you act like it doesn't happen. So, whatever. So over, I don't know when this was, over the weekend, you know, the Kaepernick stuff is going crazy. And
Saturday.
It was a Saturday, yeah. So I'm just so sick of seeing all this stuff about Kaepernick. And you can easily say, you know, and tell what side politically someone stands on when they how they view
about.
Kaepernick.
It's really easy.
Yep. Yeah. So sure enough, Mike Florio tweets out, hey, it's now obvious that the league set up a Colin Kaepernick workout for one reason. Fear of Kaepernick pursuing new legal claims that could be much stronger than those he settled in February. I was just sick of the whole somebody's feeding you and you're pushing this narrative and you forget about facts. You forget about all the other things that go into it. But this is your point of view. I said, fine. All I did was tweet to him and said, I'm sure that would be a dream come true for you. That's all I said. That was a playful dig. Hey,
it was.
We're kind of friendly. He's been on the show before. Let me stick it to
we
you know a little
Mike
bit.
We like him.
Okay, yes. I like you. I'm making fun of you. That's a good sign.
We don't hate you, Mike.
So he was obviously irritated by that. And all he said was, nice to hear from you, Christian. Have a great weekend. And I replied, always do, because I do. I always do. So then, sure enough, did you read this one yet?
Yes.
Yeah, you read that one, right?
No, you read it.
Wait,
no.
Didn't Mike like refuse to report anything from this station because he fell for like a Chris Curtis report?
That's right.
Yes, he did.
And then he went on with Chris Curtis?
That's right.
It was a Ken Laird report.
Like one of those, like every, you know, Ken, every, breaking, Tom
it was
Brady,
a fake
Tom
report.
Brady's going to retire.
It was a fake
like something stupid.
Yeah, Gronkowski
right,
is Dunsky.
Yeah,
Gronk being traded.
And he got
is
all pissy about it and like tweeted out and
he was angry.
Refused
He's
to
never
ever
going to come on again.
And, yeah, refused to ever report anything that came out of this station again. Like, he just got real sensey.
So
on
the
it.
Show that's.
In the next couple weeks, Gronk is gone.
So the show that basically, I guess, kind of, sort of, in a roundabout way, set him up, but not really because it was a joke. He just didn't know it. He gets mad at them, never coming on again. My feelings are hurt. You guys are mean. Okay, so I feel we have a decent relationship. It's not like we attack people just because we're mean and vindictive.
We're fair.
So Tyler sends him this message, and then he comes back to Tyler and says, on the Kaepernick story, says, story is getting stale, and I'm not interested in walking into a trap. I saw and reacted to Christian's tweet, which is no one ever responds to my tweet. So that alone, I was like, wow. So I saw him and reacted to Christian's tweet over the weekend. Probably best for all if we don't do it.
Give me a break.
All right, so I was
it's just not a trap. It's just a disagreement.
So I was like, you know what? I was kind of angry, but I'm going to high road the hell out of this guy because I just can't handle just the perception that we're going to set him up for a trap.
But hold on. This happened on Monday. And so what does he do? He agrees to come on to our station, same producers who he was pissed off and claimed he would never deal with anymore, and he goes on their show on the same radio station.
No, listen, we said it before. I think that, you know, he's obviously, he's in the business. So he's got somebody over there in Caps Camp, right? So he's tweeting
out. But why not? Why not have why not go back and forth?
But the thing is, it's not a complete disagreement. Like I've said before, I think he can help the New England Patriots. Told Bill that.
Totally fine with it.
On Monday, right? Couldn't he help you kind of get ready for these quarterbacks? I think he could help. Arizona Cardinals, be back. I think he should be in the league.
So, you know, it's a problem.
So it's not like it's just like we're going to just crap down his throat.
No, I actually think this tweet he had out, I agree with that the league set up Colin Kaepernick workout because they were fearful that he was going to find new legal claims. And that's why they had that waiver that he had to sign. It's obvious to me. So he was right about that.
Only one thing, would be very happy if that happened.
Because he loves, because you know politically,
I know where he leads.
He's aligned with Kaepernick, and that's where people go in the story.
So, right. But see, that's why a guy like him won't come on, because what does he have to, see, is he an information guy? Or is he an opinion guy?
He wants to be both.
You can't. Yeah. Schefter found that out.
Right.
You can't be both. You're one or the other.
Chicken
if
one.
If you're an information guy.
What's he, a chicken one?
Chicken Dookie.
Chicken Dookie.
Chicken Dookie, okay?
So because, because one member of the Wolfpack disagrees with this tweet. Like Glenn said, maybe Glenn and I agree with
you. You obviously do.
I do agree.
But
with
my
point
was,
he was right.
But he doesn't want to fall into a trap.
League was
so he's going to go on Greg Hill and not even bring up Colin Kaepernick. This guy, for an entire week, has been writing story after story, tweeting after Colin Kaepernick. Wants the story out there. And then when he gets on the radio, doesn't want to address it, doesn't want to come on to address it.
But Lou,
he doesn't
want
the story to go away. No. Why would he just come and keep talking about it?
He told Tyler, let me see, story is getting stale. No, the story's stale. It's not fresh anymore.
It's not new
and exciting. I'm done with it. But you know what? Probably for both of us, if we just kind of pass next time.
But hold on. Look, you missed one of the text there. Because he said
Tyler kissed his ass?
Yes, and he said he couldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
And then he said he couldn't do it today. Right? He said he couldn't do it today. Why did he lie?
Oh, no. That's true. So Tyler, to his credit, doesn't give up because he's a fighter, right?
Yes, sir.
So he goes back in and says, listen, hey, how about tomorrow? We'll adjust to your schedule. We just want to hear the knowledge that comes out of your mouth.
He was fearful.
No. So now honesty comes out. Story is getting stale. Sorry, Tyler. I would do it, but the story's stale, and I don't trust you. I don't want to walk into a trap. I feel like you're going to set me up and try and make me look stupid or force me to give an opinion, not just statements. An actual opinion and force me to take a side.
I'm dead serious. Like, you have Mike Florio on. What the hell did you ask him? How many questions of Antonio Brown can you ask? This guy's been all over Twitter writing story after story after Kaepernick. Can you have him on Monday after the workout or Tuesday, whenever the hell it was? What's today, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
God, I'm all screwed up.
You don't know what day it is. How many times have you asked us what day it is? It's Wednesday.
Okay, so fine.
So 3-4 days
take
later.
Take pill.
Like next, all he's talked about is Kaepernick, and you had him on.
Yeah.
Not one Kaepernick question?
Not one.
Right, couldn't you have someone call in and ask him about Kaepernick during the interview?
We should have asked. I can't believe that... that he said that was off limits to them. But we should have asked Curtis that question.
Maybe
Whether I could have been.
And if
but
it is,
I tend
I apologize.
I can't believe that.
So
they would
I like the high road people. You know what the high road is?
What's the high road?
I always take the high road. Even when I'm angry, I've realized that if I take the high road, and I always feel better about myself. So I don't lash out anymore like I used to. I'm changed. I've evolved. Well, I high road the hell out of this guy. I always take the high road. So I write to Mike. Hey, Mike. It's Fourier. This is the way I intended it for him to read it. Like I'm all excited and happy.
He's doing one of those commercials.
I wish you could add this to a text, like tone, you know, because this is how it would read.
Hey, Twitter world.
Hey, Mike. It's Fourier. Just want to clear something up. I would never set you up on our show. We would never try and set a trap to make you look foolish. We disagree on something, on some things, but we would never try some lame-ass sneak attack. We all respect what you do. What I like is good old-fashioned discussion, opinionated, passionate, of course, but always with respect and an understanding that there are no bad intentions or animosity.
I wouldn't believe you either.
At least not on our end.
It's too long.
My tweet at you was intended to be a playful jab.
How many paragraphs is
this? Hold on. I had to be,
you know. Is this a love letter? What the hell?
Not a challenge. I said not a challenge because this is the way he feels.
Get your lips off his ass.
Well, listen, I told you I was high-roading him. Have you ever high-roaded somebody? Oh, it's not a sexual move, Lou. It's a way of communicating with people.
I thought it involved Danielle's sex chair.
No,
I wasn't sure.
The point is that the fear that exists, if you're going to just throw out random statements or make a statement, but it's shrouded in your opinion, that's what bugs me. So when somebody calls you out and says, listen, you're in the business, we're in the business. Listen, if you're scared, fine, be scared, stay on your porch, okay? But don't be all cryptic and, disingenuous. It's just lame and it's boring. Have a set, back it up like other people do.
Well, I don't understand. Why,
there's a battlefield commission waiting for you, Mike Florio. If you have the balls to come on this show, don't hide and look for a hug with Greg Hill and Danielle. They'll make a Mike Florio sandwich, and you can feel nice and comfy. Get your comfort dog or your animal or your blankie, whatever you want. Do that. Wow. I didn't high-road him anymore.
Wow.
I went opposite.
Wow. Totally went off the script that day.
Yeah,
so we checked in with Curtis, Tyler, and what did he say about asking about Kaepernick?
Curtis, was there any sort of directive to not ask about Kaepernick? And Curtis said, no, we only asked about AB.
All right, give me the questions. Go ahead. Give me the question. Give me one.
Enlighten us a little bit here. You seem to have some inside information.
Oh, that's good. Go to the next one.
Jesus.
So that belief
we don't have all day.
By his camp is why you believe.
All right, go to the next one.
So, Mike, you feel like maybe trying to bring Antonio Brown back in, be it to Foxborough or any place, but especially at Foxborough, where of course he's.
All right, go to the next one.
And I know it's a guess. But what is your guess on when this?
Oh, Jesus!
Ruling,
next one.
Do you feel like the NFL, or do you have any indication that the NFL is getting pressure?
I forget it.
From
all right, so that was good. So we should just suspend Mike Florio from our our show.
I don't think we have a choice. I don't think we have a choice, and it's not like the needle moves like crazy when he's on, anyways.
No.
So why are we bending over backwards for Mike frickin' Florio? Honestly, what is the problem? Just give me information. Give me stats. I don't want your opinion anymore because you don't have the balls to come on and back it up. It's just ridiculous. And it's not like we're even like, it's like we're the fun group.
He's pissed at us. We had a fun group.
I thought we could have a good discussion with Florio on Kaepernick.
I don't
he's high on Kaepernick.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to know what he thinks about it.
Well, you know why he's high on Kaepernick. And this is the problem you have with the Kaepernick story, is that the people that are supportive of Kaepernick are supportive because they politically are aligned with him. And people who aren't, who are pissed off that he took a knee, are doing just the opposite. They're beating the crap out of him, right? So we know where everybody stands. But why can't we actually kind of talk about the issue, knowing that there's a political attachment to all of this? Because I'm with you, Lou. I think the NFL set him up like a mother bleep.
See, I don't.
They did. They set him up.
See, I don't.
They did.
It would have been nice to talk to him.
There would be comfort.
And on the other hand,
it would have been nice to talk to him about it.
And yes, it would have been. And on the other hand,
it'll never happen.
On the other hand, he doesn't want to play.
Suspension.
He doesn't want to play. He just wants attention. He wants Nike money. He wants to be this face of social injustice, even though he's not out there actually talking about it. He's just a face.
I don't.
That's
there's
it.
Just he doesn't have the courage of his convictions. No. And if he did, he would be willing to have a discussion about it. To hear another person's side without feeling like they're being attacked. Or feel like there's some sort of a hidden agenda. There isn't. I'm curious to know other people's opinion. We're in the communication business. That's what we do for a living. You can say, and I promise I won't speak over you. I promise I won't cut you off.
He's not coming.
I'll make sure I turn Glenn's microphone off, and it'll be. And then we can all okay. Thank you. Much respect. Goodbye.
I don't think Mike wanted to deal with it, and he liked to deal with information, and he had information on Antonio Brown. And if he's right about Antonio Brown, that. They might have clearly gotten through that meeting with the NFL. Lou brought up the point yesterday. The league may look at it and say they've already given him an 8-game suspension because he's been
nine games.
He's been thrown by the wayside here. That if he comes back in the league and you're the New England Patriots and you don't at least reach out and we find out a week from now he's on the Kansas City Chiefs, he's on the Indianapolis Colts, he's on the Baltimore Ravens or one of those other teams, what do you think the fan base is going to be saying at that point?
Oh, they'll be pissed.
Pissed.
They'll be pissed.
Pissed.
I mean, is he similar to Gronk? Because he's a free agent, right?
Free agent. No, it's different than Gronk.
Week 13?
Nope. He can go right to the end.
Right to the end?
Yes. He's a outright free agent.
I'm just saying, you want him on your team or out of the league, right?
Yes.
You don't want him. I mean, NFC, you're like, okay, fine. We'll deal with it. You know, if you get there, you deal with
it. You know
it.
What you do? You
sign him. But the AFC, you don't want any part of that.
Sign him and make him inactive every week.
Oh, my God.
But you can't. If you let him go to one of these other teams, and you lose a game in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs or the Baltimore Ravens because AB lights you up, that'll be the story of the entire season.
Won't be good.
This portion of the program being brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Black Friday sales event. Get employee pricing plus a new commercial truck. Visit 495ram.com. We're back to your phone calls coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here at OMF at 617-779-7937. We get back to the phone calls. Here's AJ's in Fallon. What's up, AJ?
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to talk to Lou about his situation about the Patriots.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think he's gone.
Oh, lost come his on.
He sat there and he waited. He waited patiently, and then he's gone.
It's like Florio. He gets chicken wing.
He's all over the Brady discussion.
Thomas is in Rhode Island. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How you doing
great
today? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Christian and Lou, I got to agree with you. I've been a Cowboy fan since I was 5 years old. And trust me, guys, your offensive woes, your problems on offense are all going to be taken care of Sunday. Dallas, my team, my beloved team, is the most undisciplined team in the league. They will extend plays for you. They will open up the field for you. They'll make mistakes that I just can't believe every week I watch them. I love them. But you guys are going to be all set after Sunday. You're going to, Brady's going to look like the, everything's going to be fine on offense. Trust me.
So all we have to do is wait for them to make a mistake.
He's right, though. He's seen them since he was 5 years old.
Guys, I'm telling you, the third downs, they'll come up with penalties to make it a first down. I've seen it my whole life. And they have the worst coach in the league. No discipline. The days of Jimmy Johnson, Bill Pop, those days are gone. They're going to help you.
Well, they're not, Thomas, they're not, you know, Cleveland Browns, you know, level, penalty-wise. Maybe it's bad timing. Maybe that's what it is.
No, they'll pick it up. He's right. They'll pick it up at the wrong time. It's amazing to me, Thomas, that the Dallas Cowboy fans don't revolt, because it's obvious to me that Jason Garrett is coaching that team because Jerry loves him, because Jerry knows that Jerry can control him, do whatever
Jerry's
he wants.
Loyal. Jerry's loyal.
It's not loyal. It's
a lot of loyalty Jerry.
He's got a puppet on a string. That's what Jerry's
saying. Would you say that?
In the league, guys. What does it say? They got more talent.
Yeah,
I agree. They got a bunch of talent.
They got a ton on both sides of the football.
But that's what it is. Jerry is able to do whatever he wants. You know, Bill Parcells comes in. He's not listening to Jerry. He's got problems.
Well, I mean, you could say Jimmy Johnson. Same Barry thing. Switzer was kind of his boy, so that was just weird. But they was just kind of
and he was a terrible coach. By
and
the way,
after that, I don't even know who it was. Awful. Chan Gailey?
Yes.
Holy cow! Yeah. They've had some bad coaches.
Yeah, but it was all guys that Jerry Jones could control.
Do you know that Jerry Jones talks about? I don't know if you want to do this now, but it's a natural segue for me. Because you talk about Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick, and you wonder what could have been with all those different coaches. Because there was Jerry Jones was on, I don't know, the Dallas station. What is it? 105 something?
The Fan, whatever, down in Dallas. Yeah.
Ryan, let me know if you have this, where he talks about how he met Bill, bumped into Bill,
Bill was looking for a job.
Well, Bill was unemployed at the time, but they were skiing somewhere. And
Colorado.
Yeah, in Colorado. And then Bill bumped into Jerry Jones. And here's the story of Jerry Jones describing what happened.
I'll never forget. I was skiing after the season was over, after our season was over, the Cowboys season was over. And I was buying skis for my grandkids renting skis for my grandkids. And there was a line, and I'm sitting in the back. Somebody bumps up against me a few times, and I turn around, and there was this guy that I couldn't make of him because he had his ski stuff on and goggles and raised up. It was Bill. And, of course, he had he no longer had a job. He had been with Cleveland, and they'd let him go up there.
Long story.
And he said, boy, listen, said, I can coach. Said, if you ever get an opportunity, don't forget about me. Yeah. And I've thought about that many times. You never know when you can find a great coach. You can find them in a ski checkout line sometimes.
No, you can't.
No, so he hired Chan Gailey a week later. No, a week later, he hires Chan Gailey.
I tell you what, there's this good old boy that I met down at the store. I told him he was good.
Glory hole. It sounds to me like he was talking about Belichick. Listen to the story. He says, like, Belichick's bouncing off of him or something. They're in line, and some guy's being unruly, just bouncing off of him. So Belichick... recollection?
Earlier this week, Jerry Jones shared a story about meeting you by chance at a ski resort in 1996. Do you remember that encounter?
Yeah, I was out in Snowmass. I was out there with the family, and Jerry was easy to spot in on a big white jacket with a blue star. Kind of off a couple Super Bowl victories out there. So, but yeah, Jerry's and the Jones, they've always been, you know, great to me. I always had a great relationship with them. Jerry's, you know, I have all the respect in the world for Jerry. He's totally committed to winning.
What you supposedly said to him, the takeaway line that Jerry recalled?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't know if I quite remember the way Jerry described it, but it's, you know, he's probably got a better memory now, too. Well, no, we were out at Snowmass, and, you know, it was kind of the end of the day, and, you know, picking the kids up from ski school and whatever.
Kevin Lazar?
Can't beat Snowmass.
Ooh, be Snowmass.
Why did you keep on bouncing off of him? What was going on there? So that must have been the Barry Switzer year, right, that they won the championship, because he just said they just won the Spitzer year. And then the next year, of course, it all fell apart. And then there was the secretary. Remember that whole story?
Oh, jeez.
It got ugly.
There's a lot of stuff that was going on.
Real, real.
That's his problem. He thinks he can just find a coach anywhere.
Yes.
Now. You know,
I was at the Starbucks the other day.
I can find one no matter where I go.
Some guy said, "Hey, I got a flag football team. That'll be great."
Just looking at you, so he's got a team right now that is defensively seventh in the league in points allowed.
Yep.
And as far as offensive points, they're second in the league offensively. They're second offensively and seventh defensively, and they're 6-4.
6-4,
and they got talent everywhere, and they're 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me that team can't be 8-2?
Lost to the Jets.
You know, but then they lost to some good teams. They lost to the Saints. They lost to Green Bay. Lost to Minnesota. But you know, with all that talent, and tell me you can't win one or two of those.
Yeah, but the Patriots were 11-5 last year. I mean, so think about all the games that they think about all the games that they lost.
Wait a minute, there's a difference.
They had a lot of talent there also.
But there's
a
difference.
Saying it's
coaching.
But still, they're okay. So what does that mean? You were 11-5.
Yeah,
you lost to Miami. You lost to Pittsburgh. You lost to Tennessee. You lost to Detroit.
With shaky coaching that they have, the only way they have a shot is to have a great record where they're going to play everything at home, hopefully they're a better home team.
I think the point too is that Belichick every week, it's the greatest team we've ever played. They're outstanding in every asset of the game, every facet. Right? The great weapons. Great. It's legit with this team. There's a lot of talent on this team. So this is a scary team. They're just dumb. That's all. But it is a scary team. If you watch a team on film, I bet, they'd probably be like, Jesus, I mean, you got Zeke you got to worry about. Prescott's playing great. Defensively, they can get after you a little bit. And it's like you see maybe the film. You see what they can do. And just, I don't know, you just thought that this is really an 8-2 team. Right?
Yeah, there are going to be times you're going to see this team on Sunday and you're going to say, oh, my God, they can do this, against
a couple
Patriots.
Drives. Right. Right down the field on your defense
and
going, holy smokes.
And when it's all said and done, you're going to look at it and say, oh, my God.
You know
they just got totally outcoached. And when the game was – what key plays were in the game, they did not capitalize on any of them. Let me go to Matt. Matt's up next here on OMF. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was just going to talk about AB, and I really can't understand why Kraft's not signing him, because everybody talks about Kraft, how he's the best owner in the league, knows a great businessman, knows what he's doing. I mean, is Amir the only reason he's not signing him is because he doesn't want the whole massage parlor allegations coming up again? I think that's part of it.
Once they released him, I think the bridge was burnt, and regardless of apology or whatever, That was never going to be part of his life.
What if he never sent that parlor tweet out?
I think he's still on the team.
No, he got released.
Oh, you're talking about the
shot at Kraft.
No, that came out after he got released.
I think he would not be part of the team.
No matter what.
I think
that was it.
The tweet that wasn't meant for anyone to see, that somebody took a screenshot of and sent out of him mocking the girl, the artist, I think that's the one that
She leaked it out. Her attorney. Yeah.
Well, either way, the fact is he still said it.
I'm sure in Robert's mind, right, they signed this guy, all these stories come out afterwards, and he's like, ugh. And you're sort of sitting there saying, okay, I don't know if we can handle one more thing.
But
all of a sudden, one more thing
comes
up.
It is funny, though, when you start looking at this team and how talented it is, the one thing it does have is a bunch of names. It's got a bunch of names offensively, not so much defensively, though. When you think about the defense, you go Sean Lee, you go...
Sean Lee's not...
You go, Bender, but I'm saying names, guys that are recognizable.
Demarcus Lawrence.
Let's say Michael Bennett's in it.
Vander Esch. Who's their corner? Connecticut. Who's the guy from Connecticut? The corner.
It's Byron Jones.
Byron Jones, the guy that's got the crazy... Yeah. So I guess they do.
they
got the crazy jump.
I think they're loaded, guys. I think this is, if you look at their roster, you would be hard-pressed to find a better all-around roster
than the
Dallas Cowboys. They are vast underachievers, and it's all because of the coach, and it's all because of the owner/general manager who doesn't want to go and get a coach that might demand some authority. Bill Belichick probably could never coach for Jerry Jones.
I don't know. I think if he hired him now, I think he would just get out of the way. It's different than Parcells.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
I think that he would understand that this is not something where you butt in.
Spent his entire life.
But you wouldn't hire Bill Belichick with that understanding. Bill Parcells was running
the
show.
We're all sitting.
Bill Parcells was running the show.
Until he started getting into it with Jerry Jones.
Well, it's got a shelf life. It's got a shelf life.
And that's the problem. Jerry Jones, matter of fact, I look at the talent here, and Jerry and his son are heavily involved in personnel. I would say this.
Yeah.
Skate your lane.
It's coach.
Because you're pretty good at this, Jerry.
We talk about switching Prescott and Brady all you want, but that's not really the drastic change. It's Garrett and Belichick. What would Bill do with this roster? It'd be at least 9-1. They might be undefeated.
They're not losing to the Jets.
They're not losing to the Jets. All right, 617-779-7937. This hour being brought to you by Eagle Bank.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Michael, they don't lose at home very often. What is it about Foxborough in your experience that makes it such a special place and such a hard place to play?
I don't know. I mean, it is the World Coast team. You look at it's Belichick. It's a lot of great players, a lot of continuity within the organization, and they haven't had a lot of turnover. There's a lot of great players, I think.
It's Michael Bennett from an hour ago. Interesting. Wow. He brings up the coaching situation. Okay, he's already figured it out. Yeah, this guy sucks, this coach I got. I think he'll be interesting to watch in this game on
Sunday.
Of
course.
Because, you know, he was pissed off here. He had zero role, mention it. And he's going to come out in that game on Sunday and try to prove to the New England Patriots, you screwed up. You let me go.
Yeah. You made a bad decision. Yep. Look, you guys, you didn't have a role. Look, the Cowboys, they need me. They found a role. They forced the issue, and I'm thriving.
Yep.
That's what every guy does.
Yep. I agree. All right, back to the phone calls. Bill's in New Hampshire. Hello, Bill. Hello.
Morning, Christian.
Bill. Hello.
Hey, Bill. Hey, guys. I listen to you guys every day, and I cut in a little late. And I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions on Antonio Brown. Would the Patriots have, if they say he's okay to play in the NFL after his meeting in New York with Goodell last week, if they say he's okay to sign with the team, do the Patriots know, will they know ahead of time if he's going to go on the exempt list, or is that a chance they have to take, and then if they sign him, in this, you know, he has to do 4-game suspension or something like that? Because
the reason why I'm asking is because
I think it's a no-brainer that you would definitely sign this guy, because everybody, first of all, I think deserves a second chance. I know he's had a lot of chances, but with Kraft, this is a United States of America. Everybody gets a second chance. I mean, look at Donald Trump. You know, I don't even want to go there.
It's not Ukraine.
But Bill, you're hitting the problem with it. That's the reason why arguably the best wide receiver in football hasn't been on a team since week 2. Because teams are sitting there saying, if I sign this guy and they put him on exempt list for the rest of the year, I'm just throwing money away. I'll never get to use the talent.
No, I understand that, Christian. I'm saying, what if they don't put him on the exempt list?
Good point, Christian.
Would the Patriots jump on that?
The league is not doing anything because he's not on a team. Once he's on a team, they'll decide what they want to do, which is basically they're screwing him. I mean, enough's enough. He's missed 9 weeks. You're going to go on 10 weeks. Like, he's been out of the game for, he's going to be 10 weeks this weekend. Enough. Just, you can sit there and say, you know what? He served his 10 weeks. You know, an unofficial suspension, an unofficial exempt list. He's free to sign wherever he wants. He can play week 13.
So that's the fear every team has right now, is that they're going to bring him back. They're going to sign him, and then they're going to immediately lose him, and they're sitting here going, why did we waste our time? So I'm wondering if Florio's information is correct, and others may be reporting it as well, that they believe that he's going to be back this year. then somebody in the league is tipping somebody off and saying, nope, we thoroughly investigated him. And or your premise yesterday, Lou, which I think is a good one, he sat out for the last 9 weeks. You're going to look at it and say, okay, we sat her down. We sat him down. Something might have happened, but we have no idea. He's already sat out 9 weeks. That's a 9-week suspension anyway. And then a team can get him back. And I'm telling you, if he ends up signing next week with another team that is competition for the New England Patriots, people here are not going to be happy.
No.
Not going to be happy. And he could be the difference for that.
I go back
other
to
team.
This. So, Chris, you don't think it's a chance in hell, right?
That he signs here?
Yeah, that Robert brings him
no,
back.
I don't think there is. I think they've actually kicked the tires on it and kind of said, let's at least have a discussion. But
well,
I think
that's
in
what
the
I'm
end,
in,
I feel like it's just you, I just don't feel like it, as much as they – I think they, Glenn's point, way when this first happened, I think they overreacted. And I think they regret overreacting.
Yeah, so you don't think with the apology, you don't think there's a chance that Tom or Bill revisited this with Robert?
Yeah, I know I do.
This week?
I do.
Last
yes.
day? 24 hours?
Yes.
He did apologize.
He did
so apologize.
Hey,
I heard
he
the meeting went
meeting.
Well. I heard the meeting went well. Looks like the league is going to let him play, Robert. And if he's going to play anywhere.
Ravens are looking for a receiver,
could
Robert.
Play here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need to say.
Tyreek Hill just tweaked his hammy.
Yeah.
They might use him the next few weeks, and then they get them both back.
Uh-oh.
Lamar Jackson gets a weapon. Mm. Deshaun gets someone to go with DeAndre. Mm. If he's going to play,
see,
Robert,
you,
I think that's a scary premise.
How much pull
do they have?
You need to – no, you need to it has to be less about the Patriots. It has to be more about the competition.
Keeping them away from the competition.
You guys, listen, yeah. They're going to go, and I've never said this before ever in my life, but they're going to beat us with him. That's what you need to say.
Yeah.
When we get to the AFC Championship game, they're going to beat us, Robert. So we have to stop this. I mean, we have to do something. Sign him and then just put him on the practice squad. No, don't put him on the practice squad. Just deactivate him. No, don't deactivate him. Just let him suit up. I promise I won't play him.
I'm telling you, we brought this up yesterday, the possibility he could play elsewhere, and a lot of people poo-pooed it. And we're starting to hear more and more. We heard from Florio now. And Florio is saying if...
Well, we didn't.
We didn't. That's right. Greg Hill show yes, heard yes, from him. He's dodging our
he's
show.
He's dodging. He's scared we're of our
chicken
show.
Chicken what? Chicken...
The chicken dookie.
There you go.
For some reason, we're the scare show.
Oh, we're scary.
When did that happen?
Oh, I'm petrified of those guys in the afternoon.
We're so nasty.
Oh, they're tough. But he's claiming that other teams are interested. And so the New England Patriots might have to use it as a defensive move. Okay, that you prevented from going elsewhere.
The best offense is a defense.
And maybe he helps you out. If not, well, he screws up on your dime in your camp.
You're paying him anyways.
And then teams are not going to pick him up.
Yeah.
So now he's going to do something stupid again under your employment, and then Kansas City, Baltimore, nobody will pick him up after that. So do you really have that much to lose? Ken's in Holliston. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Christian, Lou, Big O.
Ken?
Before I ask my question, I'd just like to say, all I want for Christmas are two things, AB back and Whirlpool wash machine.
I like a Whirlpool. Good Whirlpool.
Christian, I hear you saying there's no chance he's going to come back, or maybe you're saying, I'm not sure yet, but I wanted to ask, if we lose to Dallas this weekend, how does that change the dynamic, and what do you see going on after that?
If they lose to Dallas, what dynamics? Dynamics between
how do they
who?
Lose?
How do they lose the game, I mean, or how does it change the dynamics in the locker room?
No, if we lose to Dallas,
because they put up 13 points and that's it, 10 points right. and that's it.
You have no passing game.
Nothing changes. That's the problem. Nobody's coming to save you. You go back to the drawing room. You go back to your meeting rooms and you say, how do we just not give it away? Okay, I know we can't win it, offense, but we have to make sure we don't give it away and lose it. Let the if we lose, it'll be because the defense can't stop
us. But see, this will be one of those games, though, and I don't know how it's going to go, right? It's a good game. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Pats will win because of just they're stupid. But this could be a game where this offense, you know, they got a power running game. We're still wondering about, you know, stopping the run, aren't we, with this team? I mean, they didn't have Jordan Howard last week. All right, they had the little scat back, you know, little Miles right. Sanders trying right. to be quick, whatever. These guys, this is one of the best running backs
the
in the game.
Kid,
I saw what Nick Chubb did. Now, I don't know if he's going to fumble, you know, on a big run.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott did the very first time he touched the ball against the Lions.
What if this team
very
puts up,
play.
Dare I say, you know, 27 points? And Bill, and, you know, and Tom's sort of like, I know our defense is good, but every once in a while you're going to need me. And we're going to need this offense.
Well, I would say no matter whether they
and
run the
it's
ball
not good enough.
Whether they run the ball or not, Lou, I think your offense is going to have to score more points than you've been scoring here in the last couple of weeks against this team, because Dallas is going to put some points up on the board. I don't know. It's been 2 weeks in a row now in which Elliott has really been off. So is he dealing with something?
What do you mean Elliott has been off?
I think he's had 45 yards and 42 yards in the last 2 weeks.
Listen, Luton, when they played the Giants, here's the thing. They're a passing team now.
Yeah.
The offense runs through Dak Prescott. So Ezekiel Elliott, as good as he is, he's the best supporting actor. That's who he is. And they've realized it. Look at his numbers. Dak Prescott, if you want to be anybody, you know who you want to be? Dak Prescott's agent. That's who you want to be. The guy's about to break the bank. When you look about quarterbacks that play for the Dallas Cowboys, his numbers are better than all of them.
But why would you do that against New England? If you're a smart coach, and he's not, but if you're a smart coach, smart organization, you look at New England, you look at that defense, and you say that defense is legit against the pass, maybe, because they've struggled a little bit, as Lou brought up Nick Chubb, maybe we can run the football at them. That's going to open more stuff up for our passing game.
It's a yes.
So you've got to run Elliott in this game. But they're stupid enough that they'll come out. Prescott will have good numbers. He'll get 350 yards, and he'll throw three picks. Yeah. Because the Patriots will lure him into something confusing.
You're right. I mean, but Zeke, the last 2 weeks, 16 carries, 45 yards. 20 carries, 47 against Detroit and then Minnesota.
Last 2 weeks, he's been.
But the three before that, you know.
100 plus.
I mean, even the Giants, they finally let him go a little bit. He ran for 139 on 22 carries. So, I mean, the last couple weeks they bottled him up. I don't know if he's dealing with anything. But if you have Zeke Elliott and you flip on the film and you see Frank Gore, Nick Chubb, you know, Ingram, I'm giving him the ball 25 times in this game.
But that's what I mean about Dallas. Would it surprise you if Dallas doesn't do that on Sunday? No, because they're stupid.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You know, Belichick game plans, and they morph into whatever they need to be from Sunday to Sunday based on what they see as a weakness that they can exploit on the other side of the ball. I don't think Dallas does that. Dallas sits there on a whim and says, we're a passing team, so we're going to pass. Wait a minute. Where's New England's strength on that defense? Best pass defense in the league.
I'd run it on them. I'd run it on them, like, left and right. And I would too.
I'm not sure they will.
Because it's kind of funny the way the stats go. So the Patriots, they're so good at getting after the quarterback. Like, almost second in the league with, like, 37 sacks. The Dallas Cowboys, on the other hand, they don't get sacked. They only have 12 the whole year. So it's interesting
and
to see.
And Robert Quinn, a name from the past, I think has a majority of them.
Yeah, he's actually been playing good. It's funny. I was watching the film going, wow, Robert Quinn is still playing?
Yeah, he is.
So it is interesting to see, you know, how these two teams are going to match up, because strength versus strength. A really strong running game, and I think your run defense is not so good. A very strong passing game, at least the last 3 weeks, and the best defensive secondary in the league. How does it end?
Well, Amari Cooper's not going to do anything. Do we agree?
Well, he's been hurt, though.
Well, I'm just saying, Gilmore's going to take
him
play.
Taking him.
He doesn't get the play.
That's
I don't.
And also, he's been banged up, too.
I'd be surprised if again, you know, you're going after the strength of this team. I'd be surprised if Prescott goes crazy. He's been good this year. You know, it's just like I'd be surprised if Pat Mahomes goes crazy. That's why this offense would scare me a little more than even Kansas City. As good as Pat Mahomes is. Because of the running back.
Yeah, but will.
Kansas City has never running back.
Okay. But are they smart enough to take their strength?
No, I trust Andy Reid running an offense more than I trust this
exactly.
team.
Yeah. Thank you. That's the problem, and that's why you heard already from a Dallas Cowboy fan who does not trust his team. Zach is up next right here in EEI. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Zach.
Listening every day. Enjoy the show. So the Patriots, as they stand now, are the only team in the league that could sign AB and not lose any more money than what they already owe him. I don't see him coming back unless you guys tell me something that would blow my mind. If he signs for another team, we still owe him money.
Yeah, but they could work something out.
Hold on, let me continue my thoughts. Because if we still owe him money, why would he come back here if Goodell gives the green light for any team to sign him and that he can play and that there will be no suspension or commissioner exempt list? What would stop him? Like, why would he want to come back to New England for money that he's already going to get when he could essentially double dip?
Well, I'll tell you. How do you think this offense looks right now?
Be honest.
How does this offense look?
Going to carry us.
I didn't ask you about the defense. How's this offense? How's this offense look? Awful, right?
We need AB.
All right, so AB comes here, and the offense takes off. Oh, it's a why. All because it tiptoe Tony. All about AB. Look what he can do for your team. You could have an offense that struggles to move the football, and Antonio Brown could come in here. He could save your team. He's already been here. It's Bill Belichick. It's Tom Brady. It's 9-1 football team. He's going to play in the postseason.
I understand that, and of course we would want him back for that reason, but AB, if he can get another,
that helps him.
Another team, why is he going to do that?
The point is that helps him. He goes into the postseason and says, "Did you guys see that offense before I showed up? I can do that for you."
Yeah, and he knows
markets himself.
And Zach, he was here for a couple of weeks, so he's learned at least some of the system. So it's a quicker plug and play than it would be anywhere else he goes. He's out there posting.
You follow him on Instagram. You see the guy's house and his lifestyle. It's all about money.
He's posting pictures of him in Patriots uniform. Why is he doing that?
You're thinking short term, man. He can make wise. He can go somewhere.
He knows that the Patriots are the only team that can sign him.
All right, he'll go somewhere and make a couple million bucks the rest of the year. What if he comes to New England, changes this offense, and then signs a huge deal because teams like, whoa, look what Antonio Brown did for that team. He can do it this year to set up his big deal next year.
Yeah, I think there's far more to gain. And the other thing too is
long term, baby. Think big.
And this is why I'm surprised they haven't done it, and why the Patriots looking at that contract and the grievance, because we don't know. Lawyers are speculating that the Patriots might lose that and have to pay him all the money. Well, maybe you sit him down. You work it out with Rosenhaus, and you sit there and say, let's try to work something out. So we'll pay you veteran minimum. Maybe everything's based on incentives, and then maybe we run some of the money off that money we owe you, and therefore some of that becomes guaranteed. There are a bunch of stuff I think they can do. And the question is, will they do it? Is there any interest in Foxborough at all to bring him in? Trust me, you're not going to find out. It'll happen just like that if it happens. It's not like it's going to be leaked out and you're going to hear people talking about it. JD is up next here on OMF. JD, a lot of letters there.
Yeah, so yesterday I sat there with you guys, you know, bashing Gronk.
Yeah.
He was teasing us, playing with our emotions. And now I hear you guys doing the same thing today, talking about there's a chance AB can come back, when you guys know full well there's not a chance in heck this guy is going to come back and Kraft's going to sign his paycheck after what he did. So you guys are basically
I disagree with you. I think there is a chance.
I don't know that.
When you think of the possibility of him now going to the Baltimore Ravens. So you lost to the Ravens by 17. The Ravens are looking for a receiver. He goes there. Oh, yeah, his cousin plays for that team. All right?
But it's
perfect.
Not about that. It's about Kraft's legacy. And right now, Kraft cares about that more than anything. Because it's apparent, because he's sticking it to Tom Brady in a possible undefeated season, and you're ripping these players away to protect his legacy.
How's he sticking it to Brady?
Not giving them the proper receivers. Not bringing the free agents in.
What are you talking about? They had Antonio. You already said it.
For the past 2 years because of Kraft.
They had Antonio Brown in here, and he screwed it up. Antonio Brown screwed it up.
They can't good free agents anymore. No one wants to come here except for people like Antonio Brown. And it's all because of Kraft.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know where you're coming from. I have no idea. none whatsoever.
I mean, I'll admit that I don't think they've surrounded him. Now, obviously, they tried to with Antonio Brown. It didn't go well. To me, Rob Gronkowski is toying with the idea of Patriot fans that, you know, he might come back. And deep down, he knows he's not. I don't know deep down that Antonio Brown can't come back here. I don't either.
Because
I think your quarterback and I think your head coach still might be whispering in the owner's ear, saying, Hey, what do you think?
I don't understand where Kraft is involved.
But I don't know that for 100% sure.
In the money angle, because he checked off on bringing Antonio Brown in here. They found out at a late period of time about Gronk, so I'll give you that. They didn't replace him there. But a year ago, they got themselves a first-round pick for a left tackle. Then they went and spent first-round asset to go and get Sony Michel. So you could look at Sony Michel and say he hasn't worked out, but how is that Kraft's fault?
He's got three offensive players in the first round.
Right.
I mean,
they're putting all of the effort.
So you can't sit there and say, oh, they don't give him any weapons. Well, they did.
No, they don't.
They did give him weapons.
No, they don't.
Well,
draft
they
kids on defense.
Using their draft picks.
You think Brady would say, listen,
Who are the defensive draft picks over the last two? They're undrafted guys.
Fine, draft your kids. Draft the kids for defense. Give me the veterans. Sign the free agent veterans for me. So I'm 42. I don't want to deal with a 20-year-old kid who doesn't know whether to run right or left. Go get a veteran wide receiver. Get a veteran tight end. Get another running back.
They did that. They did that. They went out and got him Antonio freaking Brown.
Right.
Honestly, We got you the bay. Hey, Tom, you may think that we're not nice, and we know it's the year of giving. We just gave you Antonio Brown.
Then they went and got Mohamed Sanu.
I agree.
Then they got Sanu.
What else
after
did they need to do?
I don't know what else Kraft can do. The only thing I would fault Kraft for, if he was the one that reacted to that text and or overreacted because he felt it was too close to home.
I mean, if?
Then I'm telling you, Antonio Brown seems to me like he's a total scumbag, and we understand and get that. But he's not been criminally charged with anything. One person is suing him. Okay, claiming that he did something. Others are suing him simply because he didn't pay bills. Okay, this is what has happened to him. This is not somebody who has been arrested and criminally charged. I think they overreacted with that text. That was an attorney for that other woman trying to expose it, trying to get leverage in a civil suit. All right, 617-779-7937. Teddy Bruschi coming up at 4:30 today. You don't want to miss that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.